कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा के नए एपिसोड में आपका स्वागत है। हम यहां करते हैं परिक्रमा पूरी दुनिया की, जान पाते हैं देश विदेश में होने वाली तमाम घटनाओं के बारे में और नजर डालते हैं खेल की दुनिया पर भी। इतना ही नहीं बल्कि याद करेंगे आज उन लोगों को भी जो किसी न किसी रूप में आज के दिन से और हमसे जुड़े हुए हैं। आज के इस नवीन अंक में मैं प्राची प्रिया आपका हार्दिक अभिनंदन करती हूं। आज मेरे साथ हैं मेरी को होस्ट शगुन चोपड़ा। शगुन, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
नमस्कार प्राची, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू ऑल आवर लिसनर्स ट्यून्ड इनटू परिक्रमा ऑन 100.1 FM। वेल, दिस इज अ ब्रांड न्यू एडिशन ऑफ परिक्रमा, एंड वेल प्राची, इट्स द वीकेंड।
Yes.
Weekends are a chance to refocus on our goals, so make the most of it, be informed, have fun, and be with us for the next half an hour as we will cover a wide range of topics including news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, tributes, and much more. So turn up the volume of the radio and be with us. All of this is coming up for you in the next half an hour, but we'll begin with the headlines.
Absolutely.
First. Airline systems across airports in the country start working normally after disruptions due to Microsoft outage.
सरकार ने सोमवार से शुरू हो रहे बजट सत्र से पहले कल सर्वदलीय बैठक बुलाई।
National Testing Agency NTA uploads on its website city and center-wise results for NEET UG as directed by the Supreme Court.
बांग्लादेश में आरक्षण विरोधी प्रदर्शन के बीच 300 से अधिक भारतीय विद्यार्थी स्वदेश लौटे। प्रधानमंत्री शेख हसीना ने अपनी विदेश यात्रा रद्द की।
In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket match between Thailand and Malaysia underway in Dambulla, Sri Lanka, host to lock-ons with Bangladesh this evening. And now it's time for our segment Dateline India, and today we will talk about International Moon Day and International Chess Day. Well, Prachi, for millennia, human civilizations have been captivated by Moon. Do you agree
yes.
with me? Our planet's only natural satellite. Moon mm-hmm. is the only natural satellite. Ancient cultures developed myths, legends and scientific theories about the moon, demonstrating its enduring significance in human consciousness. And with the invention of the telescope in the 17th century, a new chapter was opened in the lunar studies. Lunar studies are associated with the studies about moon and the natural satellite.
Bilkul.
Right? Ground-based observations enabled scientists to map the moon's surface and study its features in unprecedented detail. That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. These are the words of Neil Armstrong, the first person to step foot on the moon. And it was the year 1969 and the day was July 20, which is today.
बिल्कुल, आज यानी 20 जुलाई का दिन दुनिया भर में इंटरनेशनल मून डे के रूप में मनाया जा रहा है। दरअसल चंद्रमा पर मानव जाति के पड़े पहले कदमों की याद में इस दिन को सेलिब्रेट किया जाता है।
Right. And many people, as we know, Prachi, they admire moon watching. They watch moon for hours, some people. They really, really enjoy doing this. And do you know, Prachi, the person who loves the moon is called a selenophile. Right?
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल। और मून विलेज एसोसिएशन द्वारा 64वें यूएन सत्र में 20 जुलाई को अंतर्राष्ट्रीय चंद्रमा दिवस के रूप में मनाने के लिए एक दिन आवेदन प्रस्तुत किया गया था। इस दिन को संयुक्त राज्य अमेरिका के अपोलो 11 मिशन के साथ 20 जुलाई सन 1969 को चंद्रमा पर पहली मानव लैंडिंग के उपलक्ष्य में चुना गया था। 9 दिसंबर 2021 को संयुक्त राष्ट्र महासभा ने यह कहते हुए प्रस्ताव अपनाया कि हर साल 20 जुलाई को अंतर्राष्ट्रीय चंद्रमा दिवस के रूप में मनाया जाएगा। और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय चंद्रमा दिवस मनाने के कुछ उद्देश्य हैं शगुन।
right.
चंद्र अन्वेषण में सभी देशों की उपलब्धियों को पहचाने, पहली चीज, और स्थायी चंद्रमा अन्वेषण के बारे में सार्वजनिक जागरूकता बढ़ाएं तथा शांतिपूर्ण अंतरिक्ष गतिविधियों में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सहयोग को भी बढ़ावा दें।
Right. And this day, the International Moon Day, which is observed today, that is July 20th, is a United Nations designated International Day that commemorates humanity's achievements in lunar exploration. This day marks the anniversary of the first human landing on the moon as part of the Apollo 11 mission. The United Nations General Assembly decided to celebrate International Moon Day every year on July 20 after passing a resolution 7676 about working together peacefully in outer space in 2021. And with the advent of space technology in the mid-20th century, the moon became the focal point of numerous space missions. It, wow. The space missions and the explorations, they revolved around moon, basically. Hmm. These included both robotic probes and crewed missions, culminating in the Apollo program's successful moon landing.
और आपको बता दें, जहां तक भारत की बात है तो भारत ने सबसे पहले चंद्रयान एक अभियान 2008 में लॉन्च किया था, जिसने चंद्रमा पर पानी की उपस्थिति के प्रमाण हासिल किए थे. इस अभियान के साथ इसरो ने मून इम्पैक्ट प्रोब को भी चंद्रमा की सतह पर उतारा था. चंद्रयान एक की सफलता से उत्साहित होकर इसरो ने चंद्रयान दो को सन 2019 में प्रक्षेपित किया, जिसके साथ एक लैंडर, रोवर और ऑर्बिटर भेजा गया था, लेकिन इसके लैंडर सॉफ्ट लैंडिंग में असफल रहा. अब चंद्रयान तीन 14 जुलाई को सफल प्रक्षेपण के बाद चंद्रमा की ओर लैंडर की सॉफ्ट लैंडिंग के लिए पूरी तरीके से अग्रसर है.
राइट. एंड दिस डे दिस चंद्रयान थ्री मिशन बाय द इंडियन स्पेस रिसर्च ऑर्गेनाइजेशन दिस सक्सेसफुल लिफ्टेड ऑफ फ्रॉम द सतीश धवन स्पेस सेंटर इन आंध्र प्रदेश श्रीहरिकोटा. Right. Wow. It is a very, very memorable day for us, as we say. And India has achieved the distinction of being the first country to land a spacecraft successfully on the moon's south pole. Of course, how can we forget about
Bilkul
this?
Bhula nahi ja sakta.
Right. India's Chandrayaan 3 mission successfully landed near the moon's south pole on August 23, 2023.
Okay. MCT ke adhikariyon ne
And of Prachi, of all our planets, heavenly bodies, none holds quite the fascination for us as the silvery satellite that slides each night across our stars, filled different planets and, you know, stars and different heavenly bodies. This shining natural satellite that we have of our own.
और आज अंतर्राष्ट्रीय चेस डे भी है.
एग्जैक्टली.
हमें एमसीडी के अधिकारियों ने बताया कि प्राइमरी के बच्चों की पढ़ाई के साथ साथ समस्या सुलझाने के कौशल, विश्लेषण करने वाली सोच और रचनात्मकता का विकास करने के लिए शतरंज की ट्रेनिंग की पहल शुरू की गई. इनके शैक्षणिक प्रदर्शन पर शतरंज ट्रेनिंग का एक सकारात्मक प्रभाव पड़ा, क्योंकि पूरी प्लानिंग, प्लॉटिंग, चेस का तो गेम ही ऐसा है.
राइट.
शतरंज की जो बिसात है उस पर हाथी, घोड़े, ऊंट की चाल चलना सीख रहे प्राइमरी स्कूल के बच्चे, ये बच्चे आगामी दिनों में नेशनल, इंटरनेशनल चैंपियंस बनकर देश का नाम रोशन कर सकते हैं. एमसीडी ने अपने प्राइमरी स्कूल में पढ़ रहे पहली से तीसरी कक्षा के बच्चों के लिए शतरंज का ट्रेनिंग प्रोग्राम शुरू किया है, जिसमें शतरंज की मोहरें बच्चों को रणनीति बनाना, धैर्य रखना और सही निर्णय लेना सिखा रही हैं.
And Prachi, chess also tells us about life. Chess teaches us to set goals and also the importance of planning, how we can plan our different goals and how we have to go about our day. So this also kind of, we get an insight about this from this game of chess. And playing chess trains us to think out of the box and also to take action and not just keep thinking, to take action also.
Bilkul.
And talking about the United Nations recognizes that sports, arts and physical activity have the power to change perceptions and behaviors, as well as they can inspire people and break down racial and political barriers and combat discrimination and diffuse conflict and therefore contribute in promoting education, sustainable development, peace, cooperation, solidarity, social inclusion and health at the local, regional and international levels. And International Chess Day, which is celebrated on July 20th, is a worldwide commemoration that honors the ancient game of chess and its profound impact on global culture, education and intellectual development. This is recognized by UNESCO since 1966, and this day serves as a platform to promote chess as a powerful tool for education, cultivation of logical thinking and cultural exchange across nations. And as we approach International Chess Day 2024, it's an opportune moment to explore the rich history, significance and global celebrations surrounding this revered game. And this date holds special importance in the chess world as it commemorates the founding of the International Chess Federation on July 20, in the year 1924 in Paris, in France. The International Chess Federation, it was established to organize and oversee international chess competitions and to promote the game globally. The choice of this date was for International Chess Day pays homage to the organization that has played a crucial role in standardizing chess rules and fostering its growth worldwide. Now, let us listen to India's second chess master and Arjun Awardee, Dibyendu Barua.
We can say the last few years, we have got so many talented players and India is going to rule the world. Once upon a time, Soviet Union was number one. Russia was the number one. And we hardly had any grandmasters. But now our youngsters, they are doing fantastic performance. And as we all know, that Gukesh is going to play the world championship match against Chinese grandmaster Ding Lilian in this year. So we are now, in just few years, will be number one in the world.
Now, discussing about the role of the FIDI and the global impact that it has, the International Chess Federation, it plays a pivotal role, Prachi, in organizing and promoting International Chess Day activities worldwide. This works closely with national chess federations to coordinate events, provide resources, and ensure that the spirit of this day is celebrated globally. Through these efforts, FIDI continues to elevate chess's status as both a competitive sport and also a very important educational tool. The celebration of International Chess Day, Prachi, this raises awareness about the benefits of chess to a wider audience. It highlights the game's potential to bridge cultural divides, promote intellectual growth, and promote a fulfilling lifelong pursuit. The International Chess Day serves as a reminder of the timeless appeal of this ancient game of strategy and intellect.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है.
And listeners, first off, we'll take you to Telangana. The Telangana state government has taken up a unique program to assist the aspirants of central services through the UPSC civil examinations belonging to poor families. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has launched the Rajiv Gandhi Civil Abhayastam scheme at the Praja Bhavan in Hyderabad this morning. We have a report from our correspondent.
Getting into civil services, the premier services of the country, is a dream for every job seeker, and the exams conducted as part of the selection process attracts millions of youths of different sections of society every year. Only a few hundred out of these millions who dream of joining the civil services reach their goal each year. Despite the high aspirations and dedication, many candidates face significant obstacles due to financial constraints, among others. Telangana state government has initiated a unique program to assist these aspirants of the civil services belong to vulnerable sections like SCs, STs, PCs and economically weaker sections. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has formally launched the Rajiv Gandhi Civil Abhayastam this morning. He described it as a transformative initiative designed to empower the youth of Telangana by providing financial support to aspirant civil servants. The program aimed at removing the economic barriers that hinder talented individuals from achieving their dreams of entering civil services. The Singareni Coal Collieries offers financial assistance of 1 lakh rupees towards expenses for the candidates to prepare for the UPSC mains examination after successfully passing the preliminary exam. Lakshmi for Parikrama, Hyderabad.
Now we'll take you to Assam. The Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma introduced an app for the second edition of the Amrit Brikshe Andolan. This initiative aims to plant 3 crore saplings this year and involves 4,000 distribution points. The scheme targets planting 10 crore saplings in 4 years to expand forest cover from 36% to 38%. We have a report from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Dr. Hemant Biswa Sarma unveiled a new app for the second edition of the Amrit Vriksha Andolan. Dr. Sarma announced that Forest Department has prepared 4 crore in-house saplings this year, aiming to plant 3 crore. The Chief Minister highlighted that 90% of the 1.12 crore saplings planted last year survived, emphasizing the program's success. He stated that this year, government's target is 3 crore sapling plantation and informed that within 3 to 4 years, government will plant 10 crore saplings to increase forest cover from 36% to 38%. The Amrit Vriksha Andolan will run from August 1 to 15. To facilitate the initiative, 4,000 distribution points will be established across the state. Dr. Sharma encouraged citizens to register on the app and upload plantation photos. This year, defense personnel, including the Army and Indian Air Force, will also participate. Aminul Hazrukdar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
और कश्मीर घाटी में एनुअल फेस्टिवल माता ज्वाला जी का हार 14 चल रहा है, तो आइए चलते हैं कश्मीर में और सुनते हैं हमारे संवाददाता से।
In the Kashmir Valley, annual festival at the Shrine of Goddess Mata Jwalaji in South Kashmir's Crew in Pampur area of Pulwama district, locally known as Har Chaudha by Kashmiri Pandit community in Kashmir, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety today. Thousands of devotees, mainly Kashmiri Pandits, have been visiting the shrine since early morning today to pay their obeisance to mark the birthday of Mata Jwalaji on the auspicious occasion of Ashad Chaturdashi today. On the occasion, a Mahayagi is also being organized and is prayed before the goddess Jwalaji to bestow prosperity and well-being for the whole mankind around the globe and lasting peace in the Kashmir Valley. The local Muslim population of Crew and other neighboring villages are seen busy in greeting the Kashmiri Pandits warmly and other devotees who have kept available all the worship-related articles available for the devotees visiting the area. For Parikrama, this is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Now let's take you southwards. In Tamil Nadu, Tiruchirappalli Bharathidasan University's Department of Library and Information Science is organizing 5-day capacity building meet, part of the National Mission on Libraries under the auspices of the Union Ministry of Culture. The capacity building program is attended by more than 60 public library professionals from southern states of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Kerala, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The program, launched on July 19, Friday, will continue till July. More from our correspondent.
National Mission of Libraries NML project's objectives includes formation of model libraries, surveys of public libraries, capacity building training program and the creation of National Virtual Library of India. The first three components are looked after by Rajaram Mohan Roy Library Foundation. Besides this, two model libraries run by the Tamil Nadu government, such as District Central Library in Trichy and Vellore, were upgraded as model libraries with NML assistance of rupees 68 lakhs and rupees 79 lakhs respectively. During the 5-day program, participants will be trained to update their information and computer technology skills and learn about library management, automation software and document conservation, according to program coordinator Professor R. Balasubramani, Department of Library and Information Science, Bharathidasan University. As a part of this program, field visits to Tanjore Saraswati Mahal Library is planned to teach upkeep of books which are treasures of knowledge. The Tanjore Saraswati Mahal Library was given rupees 667 lakhs to improve its services as a model library. Shanti Ramesh reporting for Parikrama from Akashvani Tiruchirappalli.
In today's defense news capsule from the Directorate of Public Relations, Ministry of Defense, listen to this excerpt of the interview of Surgeon Vice Admiral R.T. Sareen, who has been conferred Ati Vishisht Seva Medal by President of India, Srimati Draupadi Murmu. The report has been filed by Broadcasting Officer Anand Saurabh.
Today I was conferred with the Ati Vishisht Seva Medal by the Honorable President of India, and I think it was an honor and a privilege to receive this award from a lady president who gave me such encouraging words of wisdom. My journey's almost 39 years old now. I started in 1986 as an intern. I did duties as a general duty officer in various remote places like the Andaman Islands, learned how to look after patients, evacuate emergencies. Then I went on to become a specialist. I did radiology, an MD in radiology. I practiced as a radiologist in smaller hospitals of the Indian Navy and the Indian Army for about 11 years. And then went on to do radiation oncology at the Tata Memorial Hospital in Mumbai. I then became an oncologist, after which I became a gamma knife specialist. And I was posted in the larger command hospitals in Army Hospital R&R, Command Hospital Pune, INHS Ashwini. I then went on to become an administrator, whereby I looked after duties like medical superintendent of Ashwini. I did industrial health as PMO Dockyard. I went on to do Command Medical Officer of the Southern Naval Command, where I managed COVID-19 Phase 1 across 7 states in all the training establishments of the Indian Navy. After which I was conferred responsibility of commanding INHS Ashwini, where I handled COVID Phase 2, the most difficult and challenging part of my career. Post that, I went on to become the Command Medical Officer, where I handled the entire fleet medical requirements as well as the command requirements of the entire Western Naval Command. after which I went on to become the commandant of Armed Forces Medical College, Pune, where I had a chance to interact with the young students of AFMC to train them and mold them as future AMC officers and doctors in the Indian Armed Forces. I did a stint as the Director General Medical Services of the Indian Air Force and then went on to become the Director General Medical Services Navy, which I have handled over the last 1.5 years. I am grateful to my seniors for conferring their faith in me and for acknowledging my work by giving me this award. And actually, I would just like to thank all the members of my team who have helped me achieve all the goals that I set for myself.
Ma'am, if you can tell us about Nari Shakti in the Armed Forces.
Nari Shakti was very early in the Army Medical Corps. Right from the 50s, we have had role models to look at. We had the first Major General Ahuja in 1987 when she commanded Command Hospital Lucknow. We had General Punita Arora. We had Air Marshal Padma Bandopadhyay. After which, we now have 8 Lieutenant General equivalents in the Army Medical Corps. Our aim is to ensure that more than the present percentage of women is inducted into the armed forces. We as women always look forward to mentoring our younger women, training them, supporting them, skilling them, challenging them, and making sure that they are ready for the task at hand and always available 24/7 to work side by side with the men and to move forward all together as a team.
Ma'am, what will be your message to our listeners and in particular young girls who are listening to you?
My message to all the young girls out there is to study hard, train hard, learn how to support yourself. It's only you who can handle everything on your own. And let no one get in your way and bash on regardless.
For Parikrama, this is Anand Saurav from the Directorate of Public Relations, Ministry of Defense.
And now let's go to the freedom.
The 20th of July is the death anniversary of revolutionary freedom fighter Patukeshwar Dutt. Born on the 18th of November 1910 in Purba Bardhaman district, he was a close associate of freedom fighters Chandrasekhar Azad and Bhagat Singh.
In 1924, Patukeshwar met Bhagat Singh and Chandrasekhar Azad and was motivated to join the Hindustan Republican Association, HRA. It was Patukeshwar Dutt and Bhagat Singh who hurled smoke bombs in the Central Legislative Assembly on 8th of April 1929. They were sentenced to life imprisonment and the act shook British colonial roots in Indian soil. Today, we also remember freedom fighter Girija Shankar Agnihotri, who was born on July the 20th, 1897 in Mandala, Madhya Pradesh. Girija Shankar led the Jangal Satyagraha in Mandala district in 1930, due to which he was imprisoned for a year. In 1934, Mahatma Gandhi came to Mandala and lived in the residence of Girija Shankar and conducted the movement in support of depressed classes in the area. Girija Shankar Agnihotri also played a leading role during the Quit India movement in 1942. After independence, Girija Shankar joined politics and spent his life in public service till his death on the 15th of February 1953. We also remember Ghulam Muhammad, who joined the independence activists during the First War of Independence in 1857 and fought the British on different occasions in the Bombay Presidency. He also offered financial assistance to his fellow rebels and motivated them to attack the British authorities and overthrow the oppressive rule. He was captured by company troops in the course of a confrontation and put on trial for aiding and abetting rebellion against the states. He was sentenced to imprisonment for 10 years with hard labor in irons and transported to the Andaman Islands in March 1859, where he died in cellular jail on the 20th of July 1859.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Azadi Ka Safar. See you in the next episode tomorrow.
और चलिए अब आपको ले चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल। श्रीलंका के दाम्बुला में महिला एशिया कप 2020 क्रिकेट टूर्नामेंट में थाईलैंड ने मलेशिया को 134 रन का लक्ष्य दिया है। टॉस जीतकर पहले बल्लेबाजी करते हुए थाईलैंड ने निर्धारित 20 ओवर में 133 रन बनाए। आज शाम 7 बजे से श्रीलंका और बांग्लादेश आमने सामने होंगे।
And now in squash, Indian boys squad beat Brazil 3-0 to top 3 team Group F with a clean slate yesterday in the team event of the World Junior Squash Championships in Houston, US. India girls team defeated Brazil and Australia to assure a quarterfinal berth. The team will play with Hong Kong in the concluding Group D league match.
और अब समय आ गया है उन हस्तियों को याद करने का जिन्होंने आज के दिन इस दुनिया को अलविदा कहा या फिर आज के दिन इस दुनिया में अवतरित हुए। आज पुण्यतिथि है मशहूर गायिका गीता दत्त की। दिलों की गहराइयों तक उतर जाने वाली आवाज और गाने के दिलकश अंदाज की मलिका गीता दत्त भारतीय फिल्म संगीत में पश्चिमी प्रभाव की पहचान थी और वो ऐसी फनकार थी जिन्होंने हर तरह के गीत गाने में महारत हासिल की थी।
She has also sang many Hindi songs and Bengali songs, and she has in the non-film genre also. And listeners, for you, we have this beautiful song in her voice.
तकदीर बना ले अपने पे भरोसा है तो ये दाव लगा ले दाव लगा ले।
Today we are also remembering Guglielmo Maria Marconi, the inventor, electrical engineer. He is known for his creation of a practical radio wave-based wireless telegraph system. He has been the recipient of honorary doctorates of several universities and many other international honors and awards, among them the Nobel Prize for Physics, which in 1909 he shared with Professor Karl Braun, the Albert Medal of the Royal Society of Arts, the John Fritz Medal and the Kelvin Medal.
आज जयंती है भारतीय फिल्म इतिहास में 70 के दशक में राजेंद्र कुमार की। उन्होंने मैंने जैसा अभी बोला कि 70 के दशक में उन्होंने अपना एक सिक्का जमा लिया था पूरी फिल्म इंडस्ट्री पर।
एब्सोल्युटली
सबसे सफल अभिनेता जो है वो साबित हुए। गायक मोहम्मद रफी राजेंद्र कुमार की पर्दे पर आवाज बन गए थे। ये ऐसा वक्त था जब एक साथ उनकी 6 से ज्यादा फिल्में सिल्वर जुबली सप्ताह की सफलता मानी गई।
एग्जैक्टली
और हम चलते हैं राजेंद्र कुमार, हम क्यों बात कर रहे हैं राजेंद्र कुमार की अगर हमारे पास इतना खूबसूरत उनका गाना है तो।
राइट, लेट्स लिसन टू दैट।
मेरे महबूब तुझे मेरी मोहब्बत की कसम, फिर मुझे नरगिसी आंखों का सहारा दे दे, मेरा खोया रंगीन नजारा दे दे मेरे महबूब।
टुडे इज द बर्थ एनिवर्सरी ऑफ द म्यूजिशियन हु इज द लीड वोकलिस्ट, रिदम गिटारिस्ट एंड द प्राइमरी लिरिसिस्ट फॉर द रॉक बैंड्स Soundgarden and Audioslave. He is Christopher John Cornell. He also had a solo career and contributed to numerous movie soundtracks also, and for you listeners we have this song Be Yourself by him.
और आज जन्मदिन है शाह नसीर यानी नसीरुद्दीन शाह की। वो लिखते हैं कि टीचर के पढ़ाने से कहीं ज्यादा मेरे लिए ये देखना दिलचस्प था कि वो कैसे बोल रहे हैं, क्या हाव भाव हैं, क्या पहनकर आए हैं और किस तरह से अपनी आस्तीन मोड़ी है या किस तरीके से वो ब्लैकबोर्ड साफ कर रहे हैं। ये सब बारीकी से गौर करना और उस कैरेक्टर को दिमाग में बिठा लेना ये बताता है कि कोई कितना ऑब्जर्वेटिव हो सकता है ना शगुन?
राइट।
और जो जितनी मजबूत अवलोकन क्षमता को रखता है वो उतना ही बेहतरीन आर्टिस्ट बनता है। तो सुनिए उनकी फिल्म बाजार से उनका एक डायलॉग।
सुनो, अगर कहीं मुलाकात हो गई तो पहचान लोगी मुझे?
सलाम जरूर करूंगी।
इसे क्या दिख रही हो?
अपनी ना के लिए ये दुआ सुन।
We are also remembering Natalie Wood. It's her birth anniversary today. She's an American actress. She started acting at age 4 and was given co-starring roles at the age of 8 in Miracle on 34th Street. And as a teenager, she has acted in Rebel Without a Cause, this movie, followed by a role in John Ford's The Searchers.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए प्राची प्रिया और शगुन को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं समाप्त करने की.
नमस्ते.